you, Ashley. Take your Bibles, please, and turn with me tonight to the book of Numbers, chapter 13. Numbers, chapter 13. As you're turning in your Bibles, I think that we're all aware we need to keep our country lifted to the Lord in prayer as we come into a season of time where decisions will be made. I would like to believe that we have a window of opportunity to give the gospel just prior to the return of the Lord, and that we will take advantage of that opportunity. There are things like Proposition 102 that I believe every God-fearing Christian needs to raise their voice and say yes to not changing what defines marriage. Amen? And how many of you are aware of that? Okay, good. And I know I probably haven't said nearly as much as I should have in recent days about that, but there have been other things that have precluded us talking about that. But I think, nevertheless, we need to be given over to prayer. Do you know, if you turn on the news, the only thing that's important in this election is money. Right? If you listen to what they say, the only thing that's really important to them is money. And they say that's all that's important to the American people. But if the stock market rebounds and gas prices continue coming down and the economy stabilizes, then what? Then what's the issue? Huh? Well, folks, I happen to think that there are some foundational values that this country has held to for many years that have flown out the window, but I think those that have been called to be salt and light need to hold to those values. And any good nation is going to have some values, and the most foundational value that a nation can have, I'm going to bring it down closer to home than family values. We hear a lot about that term. The most fundamental value you can have is the value of life. That's the most fundamental value that you can have. Now, I believe life begins, according to God's Word, at the point of conception. If you don't believe that, you can take that up with God. That's what He said. All right? So your fight's not with me. And I believe that a candidate that would three times vote to allow babies who come to full term, who they make attempts to abort, that survive to expire from exposure and neglect, that candidate was one of 100 that voted to let those children die. And it wasn't that he didn't understand the legislation. He voted that way three times in the face of witnesses that said, "We rocked little babies for hours before they died, and they would not let us give them care because of the law in Illinois."